But they did a great job, Pam, we should say so.
Thank you very much.
That's why we love them.
Oh, come on. What I do you on that one? Bit of man love. Anyway, Paul, I'm ready when you're ready because it's after 5 o'clock. That Chrisom sounds like this. He's coming in. And I think you might get a good show, well, especially if Arsenal at least draw today. At the moment, that's not looking likely. People, I'll be back 2 weeks today. You get Kalinka next week. I can't say on air.
Okay.
I'll tell you afterwards, pal.
Right.
But I'm going far in, as we say, at Jamaica. I'm going for some sun. I need it. I need my vitamin D topping up. Anyway, people, Chrisom sounds like this. E is ready. It's a nice little green bomber jacket, that lad. Don't put it out online, so I'll lose it.
Like this, he's the realest on the airwaves. Chris Wells got the vibes, let the rhythm in, yay. Spinning classic tracks while the beats about to sway. Elevating every word, let the chat flow today. Tune in and survive, let the sound of light. Life, we turn night alive under city lights. Light, you'll never think your body shatter out to life, right?
Sounds like this on a Sunday. Big thanks to DJ Ski for the last couple of hours of Platinum Plates. In the background, you can hear the sound of the late, great Hermeto Pascal. So many albums over so many years. I must admit, he's somebody who wasn't on my radar until about 10 years ago when I got sent a promo with that on, Bebe. And a little bit about the tune. I mean, it was a promo of a very old tune, but it's of a kind of like compilation of some of his best bits. And yeah, the fact that he kind of would use anything as an instrument, glass blowing, whatever you can think of, really. I like this quote because he was quite poorly by that point. He looked very frail. He was at We Out Here Festival this summer. He was on the first day, and it was around, I think it was probably about 5 o'clock or something, and I think it was probably one of the best shows at the festival. His band, which include the people who have played with him for a long, long time, and two of his sons, I believe, he kind of kept that sort of really adventurous spirit. It wasn't just about sort of like being brilliant musicians. It was about just making sounds on all sorts of things. You can watch a brilliant film documentary about him and so much music to explore. But he passed away a couple of weeks ago. I love this quote, by the way. It's from the We Out Here magazine, which there's still some available online. It's a brilliant, it's not a program, it's a magazine, a proper old school magazine. And he says, and I think this is a good thing, if you keep listening like a child, the batteries stay charged. The body is the car we use to ride life. It does get old and doesn't work as always, but we're always children in our minds, and listen like a child. I like that. Right. Sounds like this on a Sunday. Big thanks, as I said already, to you. I'll thank him again because he gave me, I was going to say a eulogy there, but I'm not dead. Although I found it a little bit like that on Saturday morning. The Sheffield Live 25, we had some of it live on the air. I think most of it worked quite well. We did this little thing from the record shop, Grub Records, which I want to do again, which was kind of bring a record, talk about it. Let's kind of play that tune. It was a really good evening. Big thanks to all the DJs that made it down. Some brilliant sets from, well, DJ Ski, and there was Spinning Jazz with Pete. He was on at 9 o'clock in the morning. There was 2 Foot Left. There was, of course, the Night Train. Big shout out to Paul and Steve. Latino Times, Mauro, and then some of the old school guys as well. So as in people who were on here right when this station started, such as Alex Deadman and Tim, Junglist Alliance. They've killed it in the cafe. That was good. We had, Mid-Afternoon Memories as well. It was just great. It was really nice. Really nice to meet loads of people who do this show, because we come in and do our shows. And, you know, a lot of us have been doing it. I was talking to the Breakdown guys. We've been doing it for, you know, going on 20 years, even more, I think. And yet we don't often get to meet up and sort of do all that together. And big shout out to always to Sangeeta and Steve, because, you know, 25 years of running a radio station, a community radio station, is no mean feat. So let's hope there's plenty more. Right, loads of tunes for you today. Loads of new tunes. I've got some new Broken Beat. I've got loads of new jazz. I've got a few tracks from a few artists that are playing in Sheffield over the next couple of weeks to give you. This one, though, he's in The Smile. He's been in so many bands. He was in a Weenie Sigoma band, his own stuff. This is a brand new one from Tom Skinner. Thank you.
Yes, people, this is Franz Von. You're locked into Sounds Like This Radio on Sheffield Live. Big up yourself. I'm gonna go my way. Love.
Escuridão, vale. just can't close my eyes. Could it be that I've seen too much, way too much? They say being alone can be a dangerous place, but I'm having way too much fun on my own when it's all said and done. I did it for my health. Could have really used some help. I'll keep dancing by myself.
So, Thundercat just comes and just drops two tracks last week. That one, Children of the Baked Potato, I can't stop listening to it. That's some bass playing and a half. Sheffield Live on a Sunday. The tune before that you heard. Brand new Brazilian music, Cesar. Vale la pena, which kind of means worth the pain, worth the effort. This one, I think it's the second or third album on True Thoughts. It's called Ebisoda. And this one's called When Pluto Was a Planet. And everything. was cool. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm a massive fan. Massive fan. Kassa overall. Ever since his first album on Brownswood, I Think I'm Okay. And then obviously recently he's been on Wart Records. Seen him live 3 or 4 times. He's dynamite live. And this is a brand new album of hip-hop covers. It's the kind of thing that's kind of been done before, in the sense that a jazz act reinterpreting hip-hop acts that had sampled jazz. However, oh, I don't know. I don't know whether it's been done as good as that. Please do correct me if I'm wrong. But you've got Cream, Cash Rules, Everything Around Me. You've got a version of Nothing But a G Thing, Fang. Check the Rhyme, which I heard last week as I was driving back up from the Midlands on the night train. Do check them out at 9 o'clock. Loads and loads of good stuff on there. Big Poppa, Freedom Jazz Dance, all sorts of good stuff. Kassa Overall with Ferris Anderson Tomoki on saxophone. That's on Sheffield's Wart Records. Let's continue.
Hi, this is Florence Adoni on Sounds Like This, presented by Chris Welch on Sheffield Live. Enjoy and keep listening to Sounds Like This. Thank you.
The world is full of shiny sounds. Just listen up and close your eyes.
Send this one out to Jason Blues Bluesy. We're chatting Jamiroquai on Friday and got me looking for the, I've got a beautiful mint condition Emergency on Planet Earth album, which I can't find. Don't know what's happened to it, so I went for the second album.
Been sold this way to satisfy the souls of chosen men. See, I had to look carefully at the shame of my ancestry to redefine the story. I'm
Yeah, so good, so good. There's quite a few. A few really good gigs coming up over the next couple of weeks as we move from that kind of summer period into the autumn and the sort of like the nights start up again. And there's I'm going to want to make it to one of them at least. I don't think I'll make it to both. We've got there is Footprints Jazz alongside the Forge. No, not what they're called now. Forge. No, I should get that right. Forge and Foundry, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Sheffield University Union, anyway. And they've got Ancient Infinity Orchestra. I'll put the teeth back in. And Olivine. That's on Wednesday, the 1st of October. And then the next night is this guy, Pete Joseph, who I played a track last week called Travelling Song, which I used to play loads of. It's from a 2017 brilliant album on Sona Collective. Cool, did you hear that? Just whack the mic. I'm actually trying to swat away a fly that's being persistent in getting in the way and ruining the vibe. Anyway, obviously in a non-violent way. And there's don't forget Jazz Alescar as well. Obviously, always there every week. Jez, shout out to you. He's got Crow Culture this week and Tara Cunningham. And I can't read the rest because it's not loaded up completely, probably on my phone. So this is Pete Joseph. This one is happening at Sydney Matilda the night before, so Thursday 2nd of November with Flying Donkey, Flying Donkey events. Joseph live at Sydney Matilda Thursday 2nd of October.
Through the rhythm we break the chain.